With just about a month to go to get Michigan school students back in the classroom under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plan, a group of Ann Arbor parents and community members plan to hold a rally this weekend to show their support of those efforts. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now is Lena Kaufman of Ann Arbor Reasonable Return, a group of parents, medical professionals, and community members who have been trying to get the students to return to in-classroom teaching during this pandemic. Is that the right way to put it?
That's exactly right, Lisa. I appreciate you sharing the news about our rally on Saturday. It's noon downtown at the post office. And the reason we're having the rally is that among public school districts in Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor Public Schools is the only one that has not set a date for returning students to the classroom, even for the youngest and special needs students. The earliest that they are saying they might be able to start something is maybe sometime in the first week of March, but that's only if they have low case counts, if a significant number of the teachers are vaccinated, and if there's no other new concerns. So they're really kind of hedging a bit on committing to a date, even though school districts all around them have been able to do so.
What would the group Ann Arbor Reasonable Return like to see?
Well, we would like to see the district simply do the plan that it has had in place since the beginning of the year. They have an excellent hybrid plan that they have thought out. They have tremendous resources that surrounding districts do not have. They have a $1 billion facilities bond. They have upgraded HVAC in all their buildings. They have touchless doors and faucets. It's really beautiful the amount of effort our district has put into getting our buildings ready and safe. And as Governor Gretchen Whitmer points out, and the CDC points out, and there was just another study the other day from Wisconsin that showed this, that we know from schools that have been open that this can be a safe workplace for teachers, even as the vaccination efforts are starting. The risk of spread in schools is low, and with proper mitigation like Ann Arbor's public schools have in place, schools can be safe.
Did you feel a bit reinforced when the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just came out and said it's probably okay to have in-person learning?
I think my reaction was mostly like, this is great, but also how many studies do we need to say the same thing? We've had studies going all the way back to Sweden in the spring of this year that I think they looked at over 1 million students across the country, and that was with no mitigation, and found that the risk was low. You know, we've had the study out of North Carolina. We have studies out of daycare centers. We have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of school examples across the whole country that show that while risk is never zero, it is fairly low in schools. And that should be something exciting and something we can celebrate. And Ann Arbor students have now almost been out of, you know, school for a whole year. I think March 11th might be the date that there will be a year since they've been in the classroom. And for younger students, for special needs students, for lots of students who have found virtual to not be an ideal format for them, getting in just even for, you know, a hybrid model before the end of the year can be such an important touch point, and teachers can check in and really find out where their students are at in a way that we can't duplicate fully in a virtual format.
So tell us about the rally, when and where and who will be participating.
So we will be downtown outside the post office for about an hour at noon on Saturday, January 30th. We will have a few speakers from the community, physicians, parents, and I think we have one teacher now who's going to come and speak as well. And it's just a great opportunity to sort of stand up and say we support the governor, we support this goal of returning students to the classroom, and in a district like Ann Arbor that has great resources, we could be leaders, not followers, in this very important learning moment for students.
That's Lena Kaufman of Ann Arbor Reasonable Return, talking about an upcoming rally they've planned in Ann Arbor for this coming weekend. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.